Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
Drama from day one. This is the league we want to watch.
Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunuga. What a season. Premier League season has ended after over a year.
352 days, I think. 352
days?
Yeah.
Wow. Normally, it's what, 9 months, right?
Yeah, 9 months.
And that's if you're in the studio. That's why I always jump in the gun. Won't let me introduce him. But I don't know. Say something.
Hi, guys. 352 days. And also, Southampton's goal difference, -9. Do with that what you will. Shout out to
Why do you have to bring that stuff up?
Because I need to drag somebody today.
Why are you dragging?
There's nobody to drag. So we have to start from somewhere.
It's all good. Leagues are finishing. The Serie A is still on. I think three more games or two more games.
Two more games after, games are going on right now.
There's still football to play.
Yeah, we've got championship playoffs. We've got the FA Cup final. We've got Champions League. So, I mean, we went through lockdown without having any ball. So, like, the tiny small preseason break they're going to have, boys have to manage. Or you watch maybe the Scottish
yeah.
League.
No,
I don't know.
That's coming back.
August 1st. So, really, guys.
So, football doesn't stop.
For being spoiled, though.
Okay. There's news that came out during the week, last week. No Ballon d'Or this year. How do you feel about that? I feel one player will be really affected about this, and that's Lewandowski. Put his all in this season.
I think
he still has more goals to score, like in the Champions League.
I don't know, man. The Ballon d'Or award, the people that organize it, they're a bit weird, to be honest. Why don't you just hold the ceremony via Zoom or something? I mean, did they give any proper reasons for not having it?
Because of the pandemic.
Because of the break?
Yeah. No, like, because of the how...
So they won't be able to meet up as they normally would.
No, it's not about meeting up now. It's just how 2020 has been.
So they...
Like, I don't know, it wasn't reasonable to give an award.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, cannot force them. They can keep their award in their pocket. I want their business.
So, like, Messi still...
Messi is the current holder now. He can take a few pictures with his trophy, you know. Yes, now, like, my boys are doing with the Champions League trophy. People don't want to allow us to be happy.
Nice one. Let's take a break.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay. Where are we starting with? Where should we start with? Premier League.
Let's start with Premier League.
Where was that before?
Now you go there, ask me a stupid question now.
Are you not meant to attack me?
I'm a man of peace.
Man of what?
I've won number 19. I have a lot of love in my heart right now, man. Do you understand? Yes, now.
Keep your short trap. Premier League, top four relegation. Where should we start, man? The bottom of it.
We need to start with the match fixing extraordinaire that happened at the London Stadium. No. I prefer not. If I speak, I'm in trouble. But I'm already in trouble now because I've said something. But it's fine. I'll accept the fine from the FA or whoever. I don't know. No shot on target from West Ham the entire game. I don't think the Yamaleko one counts because that was a deflection. Can you imagine? And then
You're saying like they let it happen, they let Villa take a point. Is that what you're saying?
I don't. It looked weird. I know the last day games are always very funny, you know, for in terms of like stats and like player scoring and all that. You know, see, the second goal for United against Leicester, a bit weird that one. You know, see, the penalty against them, but I think that's just normal to have Luis, man. To be honest, just Luis doing Luis stuff. So I don't. Ultimately, man, West Ham knew they needed to, I think, just draw that game. Or so they're already done. Yeah. So Villa was not really needed something. So West Ham really like, if you score, you know, score, that one's your problem. So all in all, I felt like, you know, job done for them. Big congrats to Grealish and Dean Smith, you know, boyhood Villa fans, both of them. So shout out to them. Bournemouth.
They deserve relegation. That's Bournemouth and Watford.
Ultimately, yes, they weren't good enough for most of the season. Bournemouth, I think what happened to them was their attack let them down this season. You know, we've always known that they have trouble keeping clean sheets, you know, and they letting a lot of goals, but they also scored a lot of goals as well. And they got on this really bad winless streak, 22 games or so, couldn't win any game, and ultimately that cost them. Watford, maybe it's probably like they could have still stayed up today, but I don't know. Maybe the managerial merry-go-round they've been on finally caught up with them, you know. You need some normalcy, some semblance of like, what's it called? Of normalcy, yeah, in your team. And they haven't had that for a while now, you know. I mean, they had that really good game against my team, Liverpool, you know. And I guess they thought that maybe something that would kickstart stuff, but that didn't happen for them. And yeah.
Lockdown came at the wrong time
for them, because who knows what might have happened. You know, look at Southampton at third in the, if you start the league from when we like, if you do a league table from every start, Southampton at third in the table, do you know? So just imagine that. Who's top now? I'm trying to remember. I think it should be West Ham. I'm not sure about that. Oh yeah, look at West Ham. Antonio, highest goal scorer since, what's it called, since came out from lockdown. So
I think that's Sterling.
Oh, Sterling? Yeah. Probably. City are just disgusting. How many? 102 goals?
Yeah, he's got 103 goals this season.
Jesus.
Considered 36.
Now, nah, wow.
Yeah, Liverpool considered 34.
Man, our defense and then our ability to score crucial goals, you know, that's ultimately what helped us cross over the line.
We're talking about relegation teams.
Sorry. It's hard. It's so hard, man.
Focus.
Okay, so I was talking about Bournemouth, yeah, and they did well to win against Everton, you know. Everton always, I don't know if I can call it a shock upset at this point, because it's not that much of a shock. They do this. It's what they do. I mean, look at, see the surprise results today. Where did they come from? Spurs and our brothers in the Lord.
What do you mean Spurs?
They Spurs this now.
They drew the whole world.
Normal Spurs behavior.
It
didn't have finished. See yourself. You don't want to allow me agenda in peace. That's your problem. But like, yeah, Bournemouth, man, I feel like they showed a lot of character, you know, to just end the season on the win. And I think Eddie Howe has a nice group of young players to work with, you know, and maybe they'll find their level in the championship and probably start scoring more goals. I'm looking at Dominic Solanke especially, you know.
He said find their level.
Okay. Yes.
For you said manager merry-go-round has been on.
Yeah.
Do you think these two teams, do you think they're strong enough to bounce back? You know, the championship is a very tough league. Like, some people have been there. Like, see, Stoke almost got relegated this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Fulham are still in the playoffs. I know some teams like,
I don't know,
like Blackburn.
Yeah.
Blackburn, like, since they came down, they've not come up. You understand? So, can they do it? Obviously,
it's going to be very hard, especially because the championship is going to come back very soon, you know, and the games are going to come very, very quickly, because I feel like they're going to play a lot more games than they would have played if they stayed up in the Premier League, if they want to come up, especially if some of them try to go through the playoff route.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really hard for any of them to make it back. Out of the two, I'd say Bournemouth are more likely to come up, you know.
Is it?
I think Watford kind of doomed in a weird way.
Is that in terms of losing players, losing key players?
Obviously,
Ake is gone.
Yeah, no, Ake is gone.
Possibly Doucouré is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly Delofeu is gone. Dini is a statesman, so he'll stay. Size most likely gone. So I'm saying like some particular key players. Like,
but then you have to remember, Bournemouth also had key players that were injured this season that will be fresh and ready for the championship. I'm looking at David Brooks. That's if he doesn't get bought, you know. But I don't think anybody's going to go in for a player that just came back from a very serious injury. So Bournemouth, I won't say they are lucky because I'm sure they'd have loved to have him fit and you know stayed up. But he's back and major injury. A lot of clubs will be worried to sign someone that is coming from a major injury. So they'll have him for the rest of that season. And he's going to be very, very key for them, you know. When he was fit, everything seemed to go through him. And he was very instrumental, you know, while he was around, especially helping Callum Wilson and the other guys just be on form. So, and Eddie Howe, he's shown that he's a very tactically astute manager, you know.
Will he stay?
At the club?
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's a big one too.
Yeah.
A lot is up in the air, you know.
Are clubs looking for, like, is there any Premier League club that you think is looking for a manager?
That's another thing as well. You think maybe one of the clubs that, you know, is always in and around the relegation zone as well this year might be looking to switch things up. I'm looking at maybe
if Newcastle are going to change the manager, it's probably like a marquee manager. If their deal gets true.
Yeah.
I don't think any other club. I think every club is settled with their manager. Right?
Mm-hmm. Funny enough, I think that Leeds United might worry about holding on to Bielsa.
He's loyal to them for some reason. I don't know. But I mean, you never know. Bielsa, I mean, he left. Was it the last job in 3 days or so? Yeah, I remember. So you never know. You never know. It's Premier League. You never know. Let's see how it goes. Top four.
Wow.
Nobody to banter.
We will banter Leicester. I don't understand.
Why you want to banter?
They mess up. At one stage, they were 10 points ahead of Una. Was it United or Chelsea?
10 points ahead of Chelsea, 14 points ahead.
Nah, Brendan. You know, the funny thing is that Brendan, now that before everything was confirmed, you know, he was so like, he changed mouth and then like, oh, they don't deserve to be there.
Yeah, when they lost to Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if it's a matter of, they had.
Down to the experience.
They've been in Champions League before. They got to the quarterfinals,
yeah,
I think.
And Johnny Evans, he has played Champions League for most of his life. So, what's going on? What happened to them?
Well, I think Brendan Rodgers got it wrong with the starting lineup, you know. Starting Albrighton wasn't the best thing.
We're talking from the restart now.
Okay, from the restart.
Yeah.
The games came, you know.
There were key injuries.
Yeah, some team. Madison.
Ricardo Pereira.
Those big injuries. Especially, I'm going to look at Madison and Pereira. You know, Pereira was chipping in with goals and assists as well. And Madison, I mean, I don't have to talk too much. It's mad, man. Matters. So, Leicester, I think they'll be very proud of where they are right now. This is their second highest finish, you know, in top flight 50-something years. I think I heard one come to just say that.
First and fifth.
So, they're definitely like, this is probably like a good time to be a Leicester fan, all things considered. They're in Europe, you know.
They overachieved
by getting to where they were in December.
Oh, okay.
But then I guess, you know, local league must cast. Is that what people say? So they found their square root.
Okay. So Europa is good for them.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you think they'll be able to keep Madison Chilwell?
That one's going to be tough, man. It's going to be really tough because I know there are a few teams that are looking to improve on certain positions, you know, looking for some that creative spark. I don't know. But then you look at the clubs that you think they will go to in England, and Spurs, I don't think have any money to make any signings right now. Yeah. United have Fernandes and
they're looking at bigger targets, probably.
Bigger targets.
Sancho should be there.
Sancho, that's number one. Liverpool maybe, but I don't know if Leicester are willing to do business with them. You know, I remember we tried to get Chilwell a few seasons back, and that didn't work out. And it's going to be a lot of money. And going by what's coming out of the Anfield right now, it seems like, you know, they don't have a lot of money to spend. But
Chilwell to Chelsea then.
Probably. I mean, Chelsea are the ones that have all the money right now, so
they've not spent.
And
in two windows,
we're seeing attacking signings, so you just know that defensive signings have to come as well, because it will be madness for them to go into the new season without making at least two defensive signings.
Speaking about Chelsea and Manchester United, deserve it, right? Like, deserve this position.
I mean, look at, we've got three out of the old top four back, man. It's
are you dissing City?
No, I'm dissing Arsenal.
You said, okay, yeah, sure.
The OG top four. Yeah.
The big teams,
yeah.
So now,
I'm asking you a question now. How far Arsenal? What's going on now?
We're not talking about Arsenal.
No, we're talking about Arsenal now, because, I mean, you guys, there's an association with you and...
You want to banter Arsenal? Is that what you're...
I'm not bantering. I'm asking you. I just want to ask you a question.
It wasn't a good season for Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
If we win the FA Cup, it's an okay season. We have the right manager, hopefully.
And a trophy win. Grungy.
That's what I was saying.
It's
an okay season.
You know what I'm saying? And a trophy win can definitely, like, relax. I'm not done. A trophy win can ginger things for next season in terms of, like, winning stuff. You know how they always say players need to win stuff to have that taste of winning.
My last trophy was in 2017. It was the FA Cup. Look at, compare the team now.
To that one there.
No, not to that one then. Like, how the depreciation of the team has been from then.
To now. So you're saying, like, winning the FA Cup would do nothing for the boys?
Buy players. That's my point. Support the manager. Support them. Buy players. Spend the money. Daddy Kroenke, you just spent $5 billion on the stadium. If you're listening to this podcast, which you're not, please buy players.
Why are they buying yourself? Does it have anything to do right now? If it's like, Kroenke, don't listen to our podcast.
Quickly. Let's talk about Jordan Henderson winning the Football Writers Player of the Year. Quickly, your take
here. Well deserved. I mean, yeah. Captain, leader, legend. What more do you want? He also has a mural now, right beside Trent's mural.
Wonder why he didn't get one before Trent.
I mean,
son of the soil,
man. Yeah, okay. I mean, Trent is generational. Please, can you calm down?
That's why I said son of the soil.
Exactly.
So, like, why are people like angry that this man got the award?
I think we all... Footballing awards are a very funny one for me, you know. I feel like there's never really any year where you don't have any kind of controversy. I don't know if it's even intentional or not by who, like, give the awards. But, like, very few... I mean, it's very hard for you to have a year where someone's, like, the outright winner, you know. And it's all very subjective. I mean, people vote. The football writers all voted. And that's who they felt was the winner. Now, you might say there's some bias, but, like, that's not that... I mean, it doesn't mean that he deserves it any less.
Keep going.
Rashford was third.
Yeah. Keep going. I just put that out.
I think most of the football writers, are they not?
They're English.
So
they will support their own.
There might be an unconscious bias. And I say unconscious because I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, that they're not intentionally just picking their...
Somebody voted for Jack Grealish.
That's who he likes. I mean, he likes what he likes. You can't be... They know they drag teams with people. So just allow it.
Just free it. You can't say he didn't deserve it, man.
You really can't. You know something. Sorry, cut it short, man. Football isn't really, like, I mean, like, you need goals to win, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it's a lot more than goals in the game. You know, there's tackling, there's running, there's inspiring your teammates to do better. And you can't overestimate the influence that this man has had on our team when he's on the pitch. You know, he doesn't have to score to have influence. I mean, people keep mentioning the 13-14 season and what happened when he was suspended. And who knows what would have happened if he was on the pitch at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, see, Suarez and Sturridge and Sterling were the main boys, but Hendo was out there running the midfield, you know. So, well deserved, man. My captain, my leader, my legend. Love you, man.
Okay, well, let's take a break now, man. Yeah, I said it all. Since you're not allowing me to talk.
Alright people, a new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update your gear with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Okay, let's talk other leagues now. First, there's this weird story that came up, man. You know Jude Bellingham now?
Yeah, I do.
Recently signed for Borussia Dortmund.
Most expensive 17-year-old, have you?
Is it 30 million?
I don't know. How old was Rooney?
Wayne was 18.
Yeah.
And Wayne was around that price. Inflation. Jude Bellingham played for...
I don't think I would speak long on this because it's rubbish.
He played for Birmingham City, right?
Yes.
And they retired his number 22.
Yeah.
Can you give us any reason why?
Well, according to my bro, Medino, from White Sands, Starboy, said that he saved... I didn't even really understand what he was saying. He said he saved the club with his transfer fee. He said he could have left.
This is a story that they're using to justify the retirement of his number, right?
I don't know.
Of the number he wore for the club.
How I feel is, I don't know, man. There was really no reason for them to retire his number. That's how I feel, man. Because normally... Historically, numbers are retired for, you know, players that have done very well for the club, or, you know, they have like some kind of legacy or something. Look at Mark Vivian Foe, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it makes no sense, honestly, to be honest. And I guess maybe it's, I don't want to say small club mentality, but Birmingham are just showing themselves. Yes, easily. They've even gotten backlash from their own fans, you know, and they've not even like gone back on that. Imagine Arsenal retiring, I don't know, Saka's number.
Number 7.
No, the 77.
But he's still a player. He's still an Arsenal player.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, you're saying he was leaving.
If he was leaving, he's 77. I mean, it's still the number 77 you get. But they would even attempt it because the amount of vitriol they would get from their fans and other fan bases, you know. I guess that's why Birmingham can't even do it because nobody cares.
But you said their fans were angry. So people will care. I mean, why are we talking about it?
Because it's odd. I think it's just not normal.
One appearance is 4 goals. Yeah, he's a centre midfielder, but he didn't win the league for them.
Did he take them up?
He didn't understand. were they like, oh yeah, he's the wonder kid, you understand? He's everybody that they wanted, United wanted him, you know? But like still doesn't make sense.
You don't pray for a player to have like a bad career, but if his career doesn't turn out well, you know, this is going to look really silly.
Okay, fine.
No bad vibes. Energy. Bellingham, you do well.
Let's talk Serie A. Why are Juve like dragging their legs to win the league? What's going on? That's the first question, and the second question is,
it's getting too easy now. What's it going to be now? Nine in a row.
They beat Sampdoria.
If you're the best student in the class, you know, and no one's really challenging you like that, you do what you have to do. Just get over. At this point now, they're just trying to, you know, get over.
Why has their form dwindled? Like, to come back.
The players,
old legs,
and a bit of complacency, man. I think you need. I think the Italian Serie A needs to like have a little shake up, you know, make things hard for them, and maybe we'll start seeing Juve bring out some like real quality. I think was it 2 or 3 seasons ago when Napoli were really on them. Juve were, they were on it.
But my point is, as they slept, Inter, Lazio. I'm not going to call Atlanta now, but they're really outside of it. But
yeah,
they had a good run since football came back.
Yeah.
But Inter, Lazio, why? Why didn't they like take advantage? Why didn't they sniff something? Or had they given up already?
I think with the way Juve started the season, it was always going to be hard for a lot of these teams to keep up with them. And I think it also shows the quality, man. I think it's the quality as well, that even when Juve are not playing well, they're still going to win their 9th Serie A in a row.
So what you're saying is other teams don't have enough quality.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
That's actually what I'm saying, because they lose some very funny games that they're expected to win, and you're meant to like get points. I'll always say, man, they're always very, very important. Last season, you know, when Liverpool played City at the Etihad, you know, very, very important game where you're meant to get one over on your rivals, and Liverpool snooze, you know. City took that, and you don't see a lot of teams in Serie A doing things like that, you know. Try and just get one over on them. They are very, very important games where when your rival drops points, you're meant to gain points. But oftentimes that doesn't happen in Syria. Juve drop points and they also drop points. So like, it's like, oh wow, I've even given you a chance to like come close to me, but you're not even like ready to do the work. Because to become champions of any league, man, it's always going to be hard. It's going to be hard, and you have to beat the best. You have to be the best.
Okay.
That's just it.
But for in terms of last year now, yeah, they've secured Champions League football, I think, for the first time in 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can we blame them? Because, like, their squad was not, like, big enough.
Definitely, man. I mean, some of the Serie A teams, honestly, maybe it's because I watch a lot of Premier League, but, like, their squads are really funny, man. So light.
Yeah.
What?
So, do you think they'll back in the summer now that they have Champions League money?
Well, they don't have a choice. They'll know that the quality of competition they are meeting champion. When you qualify for the Champions League, yeah, consciously, you do know that you have to make signings to compete, because it's a whole different ballgame there, man. It's the Champions League. It's literally all the best players in the world, man, play in Europe, and they want to play in the Champions League. So if you're not going to, like, get players that can compete at that level, you're just going to go there to basically sign attendance. And if you have, like, you know, things you want to do, goals you want to meet, maybe you qualify from your group, reach the quarters, you know, you have to really have certain players that have that star quality that will help you progress further. Look at Ajax, you know, they had, like, boys that stepped up for them that wonderful season.
Good season for Atlanta, though.
Wonderful season for them. I'm actually excited by them, you know. They did, like, a proper dark horse thing this year, and if they can keep scoring, I think we'll have a very interesting season next season. I think they have to work on their game management and also get better defensively. Because honestly, man, scoring so many goals and they're not getting as many points can be quite frustrating, you know. And I'm sure, what's his name now? Gasperini will be looking at his team and he'll know that, oh, wow, we are scoring goals, yes. But in certain moments, we've considered goals that have cost us points. And in certain games, we haven't been at our best. Because if you notice, they have some games where they destroy opponents, you know. So many...
Have you noticed this trend with, like, what's the name now? Italian managers.
What's going on with them?
Like, they show themselves like they are so... They'll show themselves like there's prospect and everything. Like, I can do something good. But like when they get to the big stage, there's a problem. Spalletti is one. This Gasperini is one. He had his time at Inter was very rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
De Zerbi, that's Sassuolo's coach. People are looking at him now. You understand that as another person. Well, I've never spoken about AC Milan, Stefano Pioli, what he has done since football came back.
Yeah.
Like, I think no losses, 2 draws and about 7 wins. Or so. But like, why is it that, you know, like, now we're bigging them up.
Yeah.
But like next season, switch quickly down for them.
Who's going to stop Juve from winning 10? 10? God, can you just imagine? Who's going to stop them?
That's where I'm going to come to.
It really does. It really, really does. Enter.
But like, these people are now, they're not looking bad as well. I mean, AC Milan. AC Milan beat Juve itself. From 2 goals down, they came back to beat them 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
So if AC Milan could step up next season as well, they've stopped Pioli. They're not bringing in Ragnik, right?
I think for a lot of the contenders for the title next season, they're all going to go with the same manager into the next season, which I think is very important, you know. Right. And you know, if they have a good preseason and they're able to get their players in on time.
Yes, yeah, you spoke about quality, so they have to improve.
Yeah, also get quality as well. Because I mean, look at Juve able to get Ramsey, man, from Arsenal. On a free, you know.
Yeah.
Already said they have that attraction where, unlike their rivals, you know, they don't have to spend. They happen to just get players on a free because it's a big club. Players are ready to run on their contracts to play at Juve.
Yeah.
Players are ready to run on their contracts to play at AC Milan, at Atalanta, at Inter. These are questions that, you know, that I think the answer is no. So they have to shell out some bar.
Okay.
We'll
see how it goes for the Serie A next season. Juventus have won it and their top 4 is secure. The top 4 for the league is secured. So we're seeing Atlanta, Lazio, and Inter in Champions League next season. A funny thing happened during the Russian.
I think this is one of the. Oh, Russian. I thought we were going somewhere else.
The Russian, this thing,
Russia. Are we not talking about the Sassuolo goals?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Oh, that's later, isn't it?
Okay, let's do that.
Let's just do that now.
Yeah. Napoli won the game 2-0, but Sassuolo scored 4 goals. All 4 goals.
Correctly disallowed for offside.
Up the bar, right?
Up the bar, man. I've been saying it time without number on this show, and that the problem has never been VAR, you know, it's always been the implementation of VAR. So yeah. I'm very, very happy. Honestly, I'm overjoyed, you know, to see VAR being used correctly.
It's not your team,
man. No. It doesn't matter because, honestly, I need VAR to work, man. I need VAR to work. A game, ultimately, you want a game where the refs make as few errors as possible. And for me, football with VAR is football with fewer errors, man. So,
yes,
they need to make it work.
It's all good. I jumped the gun, but let's talk about it now. Zenit. They won the Russian
First of Cup. All, why... Okay, no, finish. Because I'm a bit annoyed. Carry on.
Sorry about that. They won the Russian Cup. And as we're celebrating, they dropped the cup. The cup was made in... I think the cup is made with glass. They dropped the cup and the cup broke. Can't remember like any incident of celebrations and like cup.
Well, not broke, but I remember Klopp dropped the trophy one time, the Champions League trophy.
2005. You won the Champions League 2005 now.
Yeah.
Benitez.
Yeah.
I think Barras broke the trophy.
So, wow. Yeah. And that one's made of silver.
Yeah. So how do you break that?
But this was made of glass, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to blame the materials we're making, man. Why are you making a glass trophy, man? What if they cut their fingers on that?
Yeah, that's
a joke, you guys. I'm not dumb.
Angle.
That's a joke, oh. I beg. No be glass cup. No be cup where they use drink water then carry. I beg.
So some people they drink from their cups.
Oh yeah, Champions League.
I don't know. But if you drink with that one too, but now they don't break them.
We're just going to stop now because all these dry jokes.
You want to say something?
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now, before we leave the studio, let's quickly talk about Champions League. Back August the 7th, right?
Yeah.
Dicey fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The winner of Man City Madrid will face Juventus Lyon. So that means like Ronaldo could face Madrid again. Leipzig
are...
play Atletico.
Yeah.
That's a very good one as well.
Yeah.
The winner of Barcelona Napoli will face Bayern or Chelsea. And I think that Bayern Chelsea one is done already, but we never know. Atalanta.
It is done. It is done.
Let's quickly just like say a few words before these games. Madrid, Man City. You see any?
That one is still very much. I think
2-1. Man City are up.
Pep really wants to win that one, man. So I think, and I think they can win it. I really think they can, because as good as Real Madrid have been since football restarted and they won their league very well, yeah. This City team scores goals for fun, and their midfield, I think, is better than Madrid's midfield in terms of legs, in terms of quality as well too.
Madrid's defense is not something to write home about.
Exactly, and I mean, they've got Sterling, they've got Jesus.
I'm saying their defense is good. I'm not saying it's bad.
Well, I don't know. They have very tricky wingers, man, and you know, Madrid have that penalty and red card in them. I don't want to call anybody's name.
Continue.
But yeah,
they
I don't they shit anybody. Style boy
see
penalty.
Hate,
I don't
years,
see. I don't.
Years,
I don't.
Have, see hate.
I don't have hate in my heart. I just don't like all
Juventus,
those.
Juventus, like I said, they've been staggering. You think like Lyon can get anything out of the game when they meet?
To be a nice open game, I think. Probably Ronaldo score one penalty and they'll qualify or something.
Like, so you don't think Lyon can like take advantage of their dwindling form? Tipsy-topsy.
They have to be very clinical. If they get chances, they have to take them. They really have to take them. A lot of times,
they have Moussa Dembele now, who is a very clinical striker.
You know, the thing with Juve is that it's very, because you watch Juve games, man, and like teams have chances. Teams have chances, but then they just don't finish. It's crazy, man. If you're a believer of, you know, Juju and all that things, you think maybe something is going on here. So yeah, honestly, football for me right now, man.
I'm just happy.
I can't. I want to watch all these games, all of them, man.
Okay, Leipzig, Atletico. For me, I think Atletico are the dark horses.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because all these games are just one leg.
Mm-hmm.
So like the way Atletico play, it works very well for them.
I mean, so, Diego Simeone probably play PKs all the way to the final, and he won't mind.
We'll take that.
We'll take that.
These players will take it too easy.
Yeah. Leipzig, I think, are weakening now with the loss of Timo Werner.
You think they'll his replacement Juan? You think he will play?
Well, let's see. I'm not.
They're allowed to register them players.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be a tough one, man. But I don't know if he'll be able to assimilate very quickly with his teammates. He's a good player, you know. Has quality. And he's at a big club now, you know, in Germany.
That team would be a big factor. Your top goal scorer.
Too big. Too big, man.
Who's going to score for you?
Leipzig, I'm sure, are probably, out of everybody here, they're probably the unhappiest when it comes to, you know, a player that they lost. Because he's the main man. They lost their talisman, to be honest, man. So I don't see them coming out of this. I think Atletico are going to qualify.
Okay. Barcelona, Napoli. Barcelona too. Their form is not all that.
It's not the best, though.
You know, Napoli can do a smash and grab.
Yeah.
They won the Italian Cup.
Yeah.
It's Juventus on penalties.
On penalties, man. So, Barca right now are there for the taking, man. So take.
Or is it so Napoli will do it? Is that what you're saying?
Why are you're trying to get me on record so I can say things that
I'm asking you now. Just give me your what's the word now? Give me your verdict, like your take. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go all out. Napoli. I don't think Messi magic is going to be enough.
Okay. Sorry, Bayern, Chelsea. Oh, sorry. You've answered that already.
Yes, it's done.
Atalanta.
I will say this though.
Do you think Chelsea registers Ziyech and Werner for the game?
That's a tough one.
It's not
I don't know. Funny thing, I don't know if Chelsea, out of all these clubs, I think Chelsea are the one that made two really big signings, all the clubs here. And they are very, very good players, Bayern, you know. Sané. Okay, Bayern, Sané. But it's hard to say because I don't think the coaches have really said anything regarding that yet. You know, I think they're all waiting for their league season, their regular season. And I would love to listen to their pressers, you know, before the games to find out how their minds are regarding that, because they might register them but they might not even start them or play them at all.
Atalanta, PSG. Plenty of people have been talking about this game.
I expect goals.
Goals, that's all you're going to say.
I expect
PSG will not have Mbappe or might not have Mbappe, man.
Mbappe, yeah, he's a very terrible tackle, I think. Very well-deserved red card for the captain. What's his name now? Yeah, I don't like that, man. You know, I've got love for the Golden Boy, so why they have to do that to him?
Liverpool, a good sign. Yeah.
I cannot love players again. I don't get.
You guys have this, but you never know, shit. You never know. It's football. You never know what's going to happen. I'm just teasing, man.
You know, the problem is that you don't allow me to enjoy things. And
PSG, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the trophy that, like, they wanted since the Abu Dhabi people, like, took over.
Yes, man.
Do you think this is their time? This is their moment? Because if you see the bracket, I think City and Barcelona are not in it.
Mm-hmm.
Their bracket towards the final.
Yeah.
It's like if they win, they will face the winner of Leipzig Atletico.
You know, out of all the teams that are in the quarterfinals now, that are in the running for the Champions League, I think probably the teams that probably want it the most, off top of my head, man, City, PSG, and maybe Barcelona, because, you know, they haven't won in a while and then how their season ended.
Yeah.
So, right now, I think, who knows, man? They have, I'm not saying all the teams are going to have motivation because obviously the Champions League. But I feel like these teams are going to have that extra chip on their shoulder, you know, that might just take them further. And Atalanta, this is their first season in Champions League. Mm-hmm. At some point, they are going to have to cast.
So it's now?
Maybe, I think so.
Okay.
Icardi has been really good. Neymar has been Neymar. Might be too much for them.
But if they don't have Mbappe, they're not like detriment.
Of course, they're going.
Obviously, they have too much. I mean, they're still Di Maria.
Di Maria, Sarabia.
Yeah. Okay, it's all good though. I'm rooting for Atletico, Sha. I don't know, I just feel like the way the format is right now suits them. So let's see how it goes. Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
You're welcome.
Congratulations on winning the Premier League.
Thanks, man.
Hopefully, as we come back next week, I'm celebrating as well. Celebrating
it's good. Let there be
okay
joy.
Season.
See now.
Oh, actually, if I win, we'll get to play the Community Shield now. Which might be August 30th.
August 30th.
We're going to beat tonight again. Ciao, ciao.
I hate us now.
Bye.
All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.